Also, top of world news this Saturday evening. This year, 2.1 million people have died, while a further 33 million face possible death unless a viable cure can be found for the HIV/AIDS pandemic. The figures are staggering, and infection has spread like wildfire since doctors in the United States identified the first cases of acquired immune deficiency syndrome in San Francisco and New York over 20 years ago. Reverend Monsignor Robert J. Vitillo, Special Advisor on HIV and AIDS at Caritas Internationalis, says colleagues in the field suggest the global figure of HIV/AIDS sufferers may be even higher.
The churches certainly have a great deal role to play and are playing a great role. When we have religious leaders speaking out against stigmatization, when we have religious leaders such as many in the Catholic Church reaching out to touch people with HIV and AIDS and to be sure that they get good quality care, that speaks very loudly to the rest of the population that still has a great deal of fear and myths that they operate under with regard to HIV and AIDS. And in those countries where churches and governments have been able to work well together, then we begin to see some of that lowering of the infection rate and some of the better numbers that have been issued on this World AIDS Day. However, in many countries, still there's an effort by governments to control the situation when no government, no church, or any one group in society can control the situation of HIV and AIDS. It really takes coordination of efforts. When the governments try to manage this all by themselves, it's really impossible to reach out, especially to the people living in the most rural areas, the most marginalized people in society. That's exactly where the churches are serving. And so I believe that governments have to open up and begin to work much more actively with the churches, both to fight discrimination and to deliver services.